Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a triple header weekend coming up. You've got tomorrow night, curtain up, Borderland Festival this weekend, and the Bills game on Sunday. Lisa Ludwig is here with curtain up. I mean, you've been doing this for years. This may be the best weather you've ever had.
It's going to be beautiful. And what you just said, what a weekend to be in Buffalo. There's so much going on, and we're so happy to be kicking off that weekend with Curtain Up. It is the 38th annual Curtain Up right here in Western New York. And for those who don't know, it's the opening of the theater season. And we're really the only city in the country who celebrates the opening of a theater season like us. I mean, we have 20 professional theater companies right here in Western New York. And for Curtain Up, 13 of them have shows that are up, and in the following weeks, even more theaters open.
That's a lot of things to do. If you've never been to Curtain Up before, what exactly is it? Because it's a fun time all along the streets of Buffalo.
There is. And we put it in three acts. And the first act, we have a gala dinner. And this year, it's in a new location. It's at 500 Pearl. The bad news is it's sold out, which we're really excited about. A little under 400 people will be coming to the gala dinner. So next year, get your tickets early. But that's okay, because the theater district has a lot of wonderful restaurants. You could go have dinner before going to see one of the 13 shows that are opening. Again, a lot of those shows are already sold out, so you want to you can go to the Theater District Association website to find out about shows. But the point is, don't worry about just going to a show one night. We're trying to kick off for the whole season. So if you can't get a ticket for your favorite show on Friday, you've got Saturday, Sunday, the following weeks. So really go out and support the theater. But if that's not enough, Act 3, we have a free street party that happens right downtown in the theater district between Tupper and Chippewa. We have food trucks, live bands, street performers. The bars are open, and people can just come down and enjoy a free party. We've got amazing entertainment this year. J.J. Swing, Ron Lee Zydeco, Tom McCarr, the George Scott Band will have dancing over at the Forbes Theater at 500 Pearl. Griffin Kramer will be playing show tunes at the Smith Bistro. So there's something for everyone. You don't want to miss it.
It's got to be one of the best street parties in the city all year.
Absolutely. And it's absolutely free. Like I said, we want people to partake in all three acts. But if you can just come down to the street party this year, because you're going to go to a show tomorrow or Saturday, you know, do that. We want you to take part of this great event here in Buffalo.
And it is fun. I mean, people get the, you know, when you think of theater, you think of like hoity-toity. Oh man, it's a party. Do I have to wear my bow tie to this thing coming up here? But when you're talking about Curtain Up, it's kind of the event that showcases, you know, anyone can come down and
anyone can come. You can dress. You will see people in full evening gowns, cocktail dresses, jeans. It's going to be a beautiful night. I'm sure people are going to be in shorts. They're just going to be having a great time. And there's nothing, I said, you know, nobody like Buffalo knows how to throw a party for the theater.
Yeah. I mean, and I have been to this before, and you do see every kind of dress there.
And every age.
You don't have to feel like you're underdressed in any way.
No. In any age, people just really want to celebrate, you know, the arts and culture here in Western New York. And there's as I said, there's a lot of it. There's something for everyone.
Yeah, is there something in particular you're looking forward to this theater season?
Well, you know, there's so much going on. And again, there's something for everybody. If you want to see a musical, you know, Hairspray's playing over at the Cavanoki. If you want to see a cabaret act, Mary Kate O'Connell has her Diva by Diva show at 7:10. There's just really, there's so much. It's hard to say what I'm looking forward to, because I want to see it all. But again, if people go to the TDA website, which is tda-wny.com, they can find out everything about all the theaters and all the different shows. There's comedies, there's musicals, there's dramas. I don't want anybody to say, oh, there's nothing for me to see, because they really can find something they'll enjoy.
You know, with an event like Curtain Up, and like you said, you don't get to see something like this around the country. It's just here. This right. has taken off, and it's the 38th year. This really shows the cooperation among the theaters.
Oh, absolutely.
Locally, doesn't it?
And just even the resurgence of the Theater District. The Theater District Association and M&T Bank, which is one of our big sponsors who keep this event going every year, to just even, in, I mean, if you've been downtown in the last 5 years, just the revitalization of the Theater District, it's just beautiful down there, and with the restaurants, the movie theaters, the shops that are opening. It really is a great place to be. And even, you know, the living places down there now, you know, the different apartments and places. So it's really exciting for me to see everything going on downtown.
Now, last time we talked with you, Shakespeare at the Park was opening up.
And now we're closed.
I know. How did the season go?
Oh, it was, we had one rain out the whole season. It was really a beautiful season with record audiences. And next year for Shakespeare in Delaware Park, it's going to be our 45th season of Free Shakespeare. And, you know, again, something for Buffalo to boast about. You know, Shakespeare in Delaware Park is one of the largest and second oldest free outdoor Shakespeare festivals in the country, right here in Buffalo.
That's amazing.
And the Bills have won twice. So, I mean, what more could we ask for here in Buffalo, right?
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
There you go.
Hey, Lisa, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right. Lisa Ludwig with Curtain Up. Again, if you don't have tickets for Act 1 or Act 2, you can still go to Act 3, that 10 o'clock street party, tomorrow night in the 600 block of Main Street.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.